Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 3rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Zechariah chapters 4 to 6. God will complete the good work that he has started. We read in Zechariah chapter 4 verses 8 to 10 like this. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, was faced with the colossal task of completing the reconstruction of the temple in Jerusalem. It was obvious that he could not fulfill his responsibilities by his own strength and power. So God promised through his prophet Zechariah to empower Zerubbabel through the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. God's promise concerning Zerubbabel was significant. The task that he had begun, he would also complete. Zerubbabel laid the foundation of rebuilding God's temple. His hands shall also finish it to completion. The mountain probably represented the obstacles and opposition facing Zerubbabel as he attempted to rebuild the temple. Even though there would be mountain-like opposition, they would be leveled by God. As a result, the temple construction would be completed and would bring forth exclamation of grace, grace to its beauty. This prophecy was literally fulfilled in the sixth year of Darius' reign. 4 years after this prophecy came, and 14 years after the building first began. There are 5 lessons that we can learn from God's role in the temple reconstruction project that Zerubbabel had undertaken. Number 1. God's Spirit is the empowering agent of his activity, and human brute force is not the way that God accomplishes his work. Number 2. Without God's help, we can do nothing substantial in our lives. Number 3. Grace can move the biggest mountains we face, reducing them to easily traveled plains. Number 4. Little is much if God is in it, and small things can be just as much an evidence of God's work as great accomplishments. And number 5. Nothing that we are called upon to do in the will of God is unimportant or insignificant, and we should not judge God's work by human standards. Today we have been entrusted with a colossal task of preaching the gospel and making disciples of all the people in this world. Jesus has gifted us the power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen us to be witnesses of the gospel. Even though our work appears small and insignificant, let us note that God will complete the good work that he has begun in us until the day of Jesus Christ.